W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 400,000 customers are still without power this morning along the Texas Gulf Shore. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 1 storm, came ashore early this morning. ABC's Victor Okendo is in Galveston.
In Sargent Beach, storm surge moving in.
Oh, wow.
Overtaking the area. High winds and waves hammering vehicles. In Freeport, Texas, numerous power flashes as winds began taking out power lines.
Heavy rain and strong winds lashing the Houston area and now moving inland. President Biden hoping to shift the focus in Washington this week from his future to his present. He is hoping the NATO summit in Washington starting tomorrow. Congress also back in session. Democratic lawmakers expected to discuss concerns about President Biden in person. Chaotic election results in France. The far-right party did not win a majority in Parliament. The far-left party did not either, nor did President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two Reedsburg men are in custody at the Columbia County Jail after they allegedly fired a gun from their car at another car driving on Highway 16 near Wisconsin Dells. Thursday night, Columbia County dispatchers received a call from a person who said their car was shot at from someone traveling inside another car on Highway 16 near County Highway O in the town of Newport, just outside of Wisconsin Dells. The caller gave a description of the vehicle from which shots were fired and the direction in which it was headed. As the vehicle entered Portage, a city officer located the vehicle, conducted a traffic stop, and located a firearm, drugs, and drug paraphernalia. Both men inside the vehicle were from Reedsburg and were arrested and booked into the Columbia County Jail. They await initial appearances in Columbia County Circuit Court. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Need help with back taxes? Call this number, 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
99.7.
Warming up nicely on this beautiful Monday morning. And I say beautiful, I mean we'd much rather have a weekend, right? Coffee, donuts all the way around. It's how we adult. Here's Stevie Wonder, part-time lover.
Night for me and you, my part-time
90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
The boys this summer, that is Don Henley. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, we were talking a little bit about Kevin Bacon's birthday a few minutes ago. If you didn't hear the birthday list, he is celebrating his 63rd birthday today. And I mentioned that he's in the new Beverly Hills Cop movie, Axel Foley, over on Netflix. And we watched that this weekend, and it's not going to win any Oscars, but heck, if you want to be entertained and you want a little nostalgia, it's the way to go. And I only bring it up again because Marty texted in. He had the opportunity to watch it. Totally agrees with the assessment. So check it out. If you loved the Beverly Hills Cop franchise at the beginning, you're probably going to love Axel Foley, or Axel F, as it's called as well. It's fun. It's a good movie. Who doesn't like a little nostalgia during the week, right? I mean, I think sometimes we all have to have that just a little bit, right? So check that out on Netflix if you're a subscriber to the platform. You can't share it, though. Remember, Netflix has locked all that stuff down. So you're going to have to go out and get the subscription yourself and actually pay for it because you can't just share those subscriptions. Now, we're going to talk trends here this morning, this time around, especially this summer. If you want to look young, hip, and a little trendy, apparently the big thing to do is to toss on socks under the sandals. Okay. Now, I haven't been doing this I used to do it with my Birkenstocks, some nice wool socks, especially in this fall months and the summer months. Haven't done it lately, though. But apparently a new poll found that almost 1 in 6 people and more than a quarter of young people now think socks with sandals is actually a good look. In fact, 26% of people under the age of 30 say it's usually how they roll when they've got sandals on. Another 11%, they're on the fence about this. So the old guy walking around with black socks up to his knees, well, it turns out that he just might be, he might just be in the know. He might be a little trendy all at the same time. Who really knows? Only around 10% of people over the age of 40 are rocking the sandals and socks looks, and it's even less common among seniors. I don't know. I've seen plenty of seniors trying to rock the look, but the trend reverses when we're talking about sneakers. Only 4% of young people like wearing sneakers without socks compared to 11% of seniors, which makes sense because once you're over the age of 65, who has time and the flexibility for socks every single day? I don't know. I'm hoping it's not summer, so I don't really want to do anything. I don't really want socks. I really don't want sandals. I just don't want it to be summer so that I can move on with life. Apparently, we're having some technical difficulties on Finn's end, so I'm going to sit here and I'm going to entertain you while we try to look into it a little bit. And then the other trend I want to talk to you about right now is something happening on the old ticky-tacks. And it is one of those things that it's a breakfast idea, and it's perfect if you love pancakes and you also suck at cooking all at the same time, which, let's face it, some of us are in that boat, right? Scrambled pancakes is something that is trending right now on TikTok. The process is the same, but you don't have to worry about cooking them exactly right. You pour the batter in the pan like normal, and then instead of flipping, you scramble them up like eggs, so you end up with a bunch of tiny little pancake pieces, almost like a funnel cake. Well, you know where you can get a delicious funnel cake without doing any cooking? In fact, this week, out at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Of course, we won't talk to Corey Hartman about the difference between the funnel cake and the elephant ears because nobody has time for the PowerPoint presentation. Some woman posted a video on how to make these almost home-like funnel cakes, and the idea went viral, partly because a lot of people didn't watch the whole thing. It ends with her saying they did not taste good, so the whole thing was a bit of a joke. But others who have tried it claim that they're absolutely delicious. So who really knows? I mean, I can scramble up an egg. I tend to burn them because I forget they're there and it's just easy to get busy. But I could maybe rock the pancakes. We could see what that's all about. I do make delicious pancakes. Now, don't ask me to use actual batter like the Crusties or the Jif or the Mrs. Butterworth or whatever the different pancake batters are out there. Can't ever do that because I always make it too runny. You let me make my own batter, though. Perfect pancakes every single time. Go figure. Don't know how it works. Kind of just how the Maddie Jones brain operates every now and again. So try the trends, people. Rock the sandals with socks while you're enjoying your pancake bits, and you are cruising through the summer successfully, according to the old online polls and the old ticky-tacks. Taking a look at your forecast right now, we do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. Not too bad to start things out so far this morning. A little humid out there, but, you know, some more moisture in the air, so what else would you expect at this point? Partly cloudy down to 62 tonight, then tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Right now, it's 70.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. If you want more information about WIC, please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to you, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop BaraboomOtors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Searching for a friendly bar to hang out and play some pool? Tar Benders with Sass is just the place. Whether you are enjoying your favorite beverage, shooting free pool on Thursdays, or doing some line dancing, you will be having a good time at Reedsburg's Tar Benders with Sass, a new bar in a historic downtown building. Tar Benders with Sass, located at 326 Main Street, Reedsburg. Tar Benders with Sass opens every day at 3 p.m. Friendly people serving great drinks.
It's 8:18 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Monday, as good as any Monday can be, right? It's a little fickle, but hey, at least it's Fair Week. Here's Culture Club.
air. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Infatuation. 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 Infatuation.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Who doesn't love Infatuation by Rod Stewart early in the morning? I think every day should start with some Rod Stewart. It's 8:27 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hey, it is time for the Sauk County Fair. I don't know if you know this, but it officially gets underway today. Now, the rides are not going. Some vendors might be set up today, but there will be no animals on the grounds quite yet either. But the beer tent is also not open tonight, I do have to say. But here's the one thing. The Junior Fair pre-judging is happening today, 1:30 to 6:30 over at the commercial building. So all of those 4-H'ers are so excited to show off their projects and go see what the ribbons they're going to earn, maybe with a chance to go to the state fair with those exhibits. So very, very cool stuff. While you're at the fairgrounds later this week, make sure you check out all of the hard work that those 4-H'ers put into their projects, because it's pretty awesome. I did my fair share of projects over the years, let me just say. The cat show is also going to be tonight at 6:30. That's at Progress Hall, and that is absolutely free to attend if you so want to do that. And then, of course, tomorrow there's going to be a lot of fun stuff at the fair as well. I mean, the Sauk County Fair, everything we've known to love and expect from it, everything from those 4-H exhibits we just talked about to the animals. There's going to be truck and tractor pulls. There's going to be ATV racing, a whole lot of music on the grounds, and of course, the carnival and all of the food later this week. 170 years of the Sauk County Fair this year. If you want to see a full calendar of events, kind of plan your week, see when you're going to be over there, when the carnival is going to open, you can do that by going to saukcountyfair.com. If you go to the fair and then click on Today at the Fair, there's a full schedule of events. It's already laid out very, very nicely for you. You can see everything that is happening at your Sauk County Fair. And remember, later this week, we're going to be out there broadcasting live, so come see us in the big orange circus wagon. We're going to be right across from the Midway. We're even going to have some things to give away while we're out there, and we would love for you to pick up a prize or two, maybe sport some Max FM gear around the fairgrounds as well. So again, SaukCountyFair.com to find out more going on this week. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast, maybe some showers and some thunderstorms today, but all in all, temperature's not too bad. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports here in coming up on Max FM.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells Monster Truck fans. Two big shows on July 20th. Dells Raceway Park will explode with the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Big blown monster trucks flying over 30 feet in the air and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets include free pit party pass to meet the drivers and the best seat in the house. Get your tickets now at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate. Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees. Come early and ride in a real monster truck at the Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Two big shows on July 20th. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Monster trucks and more. Plus, all new family affordable prices. Two monster shows. It's gonna get wild. The Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Time for sports here on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1 1/4 inches and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
No love for the Brewers with the release of the National League All-Star Reserves on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Second baseman Bryce Terang, hitting .288 with 28 stolen bases, was not selected to be an All-Star. Outfielder Christian Yelich and catcher William Contreras will start for the National League. The Brewers ended a 7-game losing streak at Dodger Stadium yesterday as the bats came alive to the tune of a 9-2 win. Blake Perkins, Christian Yelich, and backup catcher Eric Haas all homered in the victory. 25-year-old Davis Thompson Mickelson becoming the 24th PGA Tour player to win his first tour event at the John Deere Classic. Thompson closed with a 7-under 64 on Sunday to finish the tournament record 28-under par for his first win on Sunday. Midwest League had the day off yesterday. The American Association saw Sioux City beat Milwaukee 15-6, and Lake Country fell to Claiborne by a score of 14-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Need help with back taxes? Call this number, 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72. 99.7.
It's 8:33 right now, going back to 1981. Here's Men at Work. This is Down Under now on 99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Close your eyes.
it in your sleep. That's the Romantics. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:40 right now. Finn, did we get you back? All the technical issues resolved?
It just wouldn't be a Monday without some kind of technical problem, right?
It's just the universe telling us to go back to bed. You don't need to be awake. You need to go back to sleep is what it's saying. Or it's telling you to go get more donuts and coffee. That's
exactly
that's essentially what it's telling
you. I mean, there you
well.
Were talking about sandals and wearing socks with sandals, and I couldn't right. express my opinion. I mean, really.
I feel like this is a trend that we could all get into. And there's some people who have been rocking that trend for a lot longer than most of us will ever even realize. And I feel like this is a thing that we could definitely bring back. I'm guilty of it, especially with my Birkenstocks in the fall and in the early winter before there's a lot of snow. The heavy wool socks and Birkenstocks, there's
yeah.
something cozy about it. Put on a pair of leggings, the ones that are the socks that are a little taller, big flannel that's about four sizes too big. Life is good. Life is good when you can
yeah,
go
but-
out of the house looking like that.
you're wearing pants though with that. You're not wearing
I
shorts,
am.
Right?
No, I'm wearing pants. See, usually leggings. Yes.
Back in my day, back in the caveman days, we used to make fun of old guys that would wear shorts with
right.
socks. You know, the black
right.
socks with the. And now,
sure,
you have an entire generation that is embracing that look.
I know.
So,
I know. It's like the old man look, which is interesting because according to the poll that we talked about earlier this hour, it's the seniors who aren't doing it. They aren't embracing it. They're wearing the sandals correctly. So I got nothing.
Because that generation shamed the previous generation for wearing that.
I feel like the world's topsy-turvy right now. What was once right
so
is now wrong, and what was
right.
once wrong is now right.
We don't know end is up right now.
Wear what's comfortable, people. I guess that's the moral of
whatever
the story.
Whatever works for you.
I guess. That's what we'll go with here this morning. So I was talking about the fair a little bit ago, and I had a few different people ask when Max FM is going to be broadcasting live. We are not going to start broadcasting live over on the fairgrounds until Wednesday, because that's when the carnival essentially opens, and everything really opens to the public. Today and tomorrow is really the preview of the fair and getting things in place, especially for the 4-H portion. So we won't start broadcasting live until Wednesday. We're usually going to be over there primarily late afternoon into the evening. Saturday will be the exception. We'll probably be there early afternoon until early evening. Usually the exception to the rule, but cannot wait to be over at the Sauk County Fair. Now, I don't like to get too excited about the forecast either, but when you look ahead, today is so far, thank you, Mother Nature, because you've changed your mind on us 1,000 times this summer, but today is really the only day when it looks like we have a chance for any rain, and then it looks like the rest of the week is going to be spectacular. Lots of sunshine, temperature in the 80s, so we are going to cross our fingers and hope that Mother Nature holds out on that promise, especially after ruining the 4th of July for so many people, right? At least she could do is give us like a nice fair week. That's the least she could do. So we're going to cross our fingers and hope that that is the case because, boy, oh, boy, we've seen what happens on those nice days at the Sauk County Fair. It is packed, and I cannot wait to see some packed grounds again this year. They're celebrating 170 years of the Sauk County Fair this year,
nice.
Which is absolutely crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. SaukCountyFair.com if you want to see everything that's going on, that full schedule of events. It's laid out quite nicely for you. You will know exactly what time certain buildings are going to open, when judging for some of those 4-Hers is going to take place, all of it. So when all the entertainment starts, what's going to be happening in underneath the grandstand, in the beer garden, all of that good stuff. It's laid out over at SaukCountyFair.com. So check it
where
out.
Where to get
sure.
a good elephant ear?
Oh, only if that were true. Corey Hartman wouldn't have to pull out his PowerPoint every single year. He will school you on it, too, because everybody's like, oh, just go get a funnel cake. Oh, you don't say that.
You don't want to.
Don't say that to him because you're never getting away from that conversation then. And then he's going to have diagrams and PowerPoint presentations and flow charts. And there's going to be things and it's going to be you're going to be there a lot longer than you ever wanted to be. Elephant ears and funnel cakes are not the same thing. The pancake thing, that's another trend with the socks this summer. I was telling scrambled pancakes. That is more more like a funnel cake. The elephant, nope.
So
nope,
he will
nope.
turn down a funnel cake then?
Oh, yes. He poo-poos a funnel cake, in fact.
He's a purist.
Yes. I'll say, why don't you just go get a funnel cake? And it's like I just committed some sort of cardinal sin, and there's blasphemy. I mean, it is horrible. It is horrible. And I'll be like, go get a mini donut. And he'll look at me like, are you nuts? And I think he's even said, are you crazy, woman? That is not the same thing. So, no, he is very much a purist when it comes to the elephant.
I don't know how you could turn down a mini donut, but okay, right? Whatever.
I know. Essentially, they're deep fried in cinnamon and sugar. Essentially the same thing. Oh, man. Especially if you get a bucket of them. I mean, come on now. Who's going to say no to that? A little bag is fine, but a bucket of them, even better. Everybody enjoys a bucket of them.
Well, what's your jam out there? What's your fair food?
Oh, goodness. Unfortunately, I don't do a lot of fair food anymore. I do splurge. I pick one day to splurge a little bit while I'm out there because you can't sit there and smell it. I mean, come on now. We're out there for hours on end, and usually they put us next to the barbecue truck, which... Hello. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So usually if I'm out there, my one big splurge is a small bag of mini donuts. And so I will usually splurge on that because that is my favorite. If I'm going to do actual fair food, I have to look around a little bit because every year they get something different. The barbecue place that they've stuck us next to, when I say stuck, that I mean that in the best possible way. Because
it's a joyous place to be.
It's amazing, it really is. Right? Yeah. And it's hard. And when I say stuck, I mean it's literally hard to sit there for hours on end smelling whatever.
Smell
is,
that. Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious. It's amazing. So the barbecue place is usually somewhere I'll stop. Jose's food truck is usually out there, so you got to make a stop over there. Sometimes there's ice cream. There's also really good burgers out there. I mean, there's pretzels. I mean, come on. It's a fair. There's buckets of fries and all of that kind of stuff. You're not going to go wrong at all. Mm-hmm. You can tell, though, where I gravitate to. It's a circle, and I know the circle. You start at the barbecue place, which is right next to us. Then you can go get yourself a nice burger. Sometimes Jose's is in between there. Depends on when they place them. Then you can come back around with a big old lemonade and a bucket of French fries. And then the mini donut place is usually not too far away. It's a circle. I can just make a circle all the way around on splurge day at the fair. And then, of course, you got to have a corn dog. I mean, is it really a fair without a footlong corn dog? Something on a stick? I believe not.
You have to. You have to.
So come see us at the Sauk County Fair. We're going to have stuff to give away. It's going to be a great time. And again, that schedule of events and all of the things happening at the fair, for more information, SaukCountyFair.com. You're going to hear us talk about it. Today is not the only day we're going to be talking about the fair, I promise. Now, before we jump into our calendar days, let's get some pets adopted here quickly because we've got a couple of adorable little faces that need really great homes. We're going to start with Dodger, our dog of the week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. He is a German short hair mix. Isn't he beautiful, though? My goodness.
He came
into the shelter as a stray. He was very thin when he got there, but he's been gaining weight, and Dodger looks, I don't know, I think Dodger looks pretty good. I mean, he's a little on the thin side yet, but obviously probably come a long way. He's extremely sweet, and he has rapidly become a favorite of staff and also dog walkers. I mean, who can resist his eyes and his very sweet face? He's just adorable. He loves affection, and Dodger will definitely return it as well. Now, he is going to need some work, though, on his leash walking because he likes to pull. I'm going to say that's probably the pointer in him, who really wants to get his nose to the ground a little bit. Because of his breed, though, you're going to need to do a little bit of research before considering adopting Dodger. He could share his home with another cat and children. No cats or small critters, though. That's going to be the instinctive hunter in him. He will be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. I don't know. Aspie's not a huntress by trade, but she killed a baby bunny this week, and we had to have some words about it.
Uh-oh.
We had to have words.
Yeah.
Not harsh words, because, you know, instinctive and all of that. But I was like, you can't go around just killing baby bunnies. These are not things you can do. And she, as soon as she saw the look on my face, she dropped it. And I think she knew immediately.
She knew.
And so we had to have a little chat. So Dodger's not the only puppers out there that, you know, likes the small critters. I totally get it. And then, oh gosh, he's just beautiful though. My goodness. Once you see his face, you're going to want him immediately because he does have, he looks like an old man, doesn't he? He's got like this look on his face, kind of like he's an old man, like looking for your soul.
He has sage wisdom to like, impart right? upon us. Yeah.
Right. He's just beautiful. So check Dodger out. And then of course we have our cat of the week who is Monona. And Monona, isn't she a little beauty?
She is beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
And those eyes. Oh.
Beautiful greenish gold eyes. She's just gorgeous. She is a one-year-old domestic short hair tabby who says that it is time to go home. She's going to meet you at the front of her kennel waiting for you to take her out to play and get some lap time. She enjoys some toys with feathers and she likes to explore new areas. Monona loves lap time and she loves lots of pets and she's going to purr with contentment while it's all happening. She would love a home with areas to watch the outside world. She will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. She is just a little love. Check her out as well if you're looking to add a new kitty to the home. Couple of amazing pets this week. We say that every week, and it's true every single week. Now, of course, there is all sorts of things happening right now over at the Sauk County Humane Society, as there always is. Just a little reminder on introducing new pets into the family. It can be exciting and fun, but as we always say, make sure it's the right breed, the right temperament, the right age, all of that for you. Going to the Sauk County Humane Society and seeing a photo of a pet and going to meet them, sometimes it doesn't work out. That's why you got to work with those adoption counselors over there because they know the temperament of these animals and they're going to be able to suit you with the basically put you with the right dog or cat based on the personality, the breed, all of the things that you're looking for. Because as we always say, Finn, the goal here is to make sure that these are long-term homes. They don't ever want a pet to be returned for any sort of reason. So making sure it's a good fit, it's very, very important. So work with those counselors and don't be afraid to say, you know, this is a great dog, this is a great cat, probably not the right one for me. Maybe it's too excitable. Make sure that if you live in an apartment, you can have dogs or cats and there's not a size restriction. Those are all things you have to take into consideration and they'll help you out over at the Humane Society.
Yeah, just be patient. You know, you'll get the right pet for you eventually. Don't rush into it.
You'll know immediately when you meet the right pet. It's kind of kismic, isn't it? It feels like a blind date and love at first sight kind of thing, right? Yeah. It really, truly does. Now, they're also taking entries for their 2025 calendar. The deadline to get those photos in of your awesome pets has been extended to July 12th. More information on the website, which we'll give you here in just a minute. On Tuesday, July 16th, they're going to have a community impact night at Culver's in Sauk City from 4 to 8. So no cooking required. Part of the proceeds and any donations go back to the Humane Society that night so that they can help take care of all these great shelter pets. And of course, right now, they need a few things over at the Sauk County Humane Society, including a washing machine. If you are able to donate a washing machine, they would love you forever because theirs is officially died. They do a lot of loads of laundry over there, as you can possibly imagine, right? Probably more than a lot of families even do in a week. They could use a reliable used washer with a large tub capacity to accommodate towels and blankets that they obviously wash daily. Anyone wanting to help by stopping in and grabbing a basket to take home to wash and dry right now until they actually have a washing machine would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So if you can volunteer your washing machine in a little bit of time, they would certainly appreciate it over there, and so would all of the amazing animals. SaukHumane.org to see Dodger, to see Monona, to see anybody else who's up for adoption, to find out more information about Community Impact Night, volunteering, all of that good stuff. SaukHumane.org. All right, so let's go to our calendar days here quickly now that we've gotten some pets matched up with the perfect families, because I always feel like I've accomplished something when we do that. Yeah. We've got some great ones on today's list, a lot of good food ones as well. So we'll start out with the non-food ones because, you know, I like to hold back on the enjoyable stuff of the day. So today, this is why we hold the food ones for last, because Math 2.0 day is today. I don't think we should be celebrating Math 1.0, Math 0.5, none of it. We don't need any of it. it. It celebrates math and technology, though, especially the intersection between the two. Now, this is a day for educators, innovators, and policymakers to really come together and celebrate, and also to raise awareness about math literacy and education. Or, you know, for those of us who oppose it, to say, yes, you go learn the maths and I'll stay back here. It's fine.
Let somebody else do the math. You have fun with that. Yeah.
That's right. That is not me. Not me whatsoever.
Nope.
Basic math, yes. Adding, subtracting, yeah, sure. As long as there's a calculator involved, I'm right there. Today is also Be a Kid Again Day. Unless it involves me having to do math, then probably not. But yes, no responsibility, sleeping in, especially during the summer months.
Oh, awesome.
And you remember when you were a kid and you wish you were adult? Mm-mm. Don't ever wish that, kids.
No.
Don't ever wish that.
Enjoy your time.
That's right. And then we get to the good food ones today, because there are some really good ones. I told you this was kind of a lame list until it comes to the food. National Freezer Pop Day is today. Remember the freezer pops that came in the long tube and you pushed them up and then it left all the Kool-Aid-y juice down in the bottom?
Yeah.
And then the most glorious part was letting them get a little slushy and then sucking all the juice out when you were done. That
instant
is a freezer
slushy.
Pop.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So enjoy a freezer pop today. Now, for the adults out there, you don't have to do the kid version. They actually have adult hard alcohol versions of these. They're in your freezer section, but don't confuse them with the kids. And yeah, that's bad.
No.
Don't confuse them. But adults, you can enjoy an adult for a freezer pop now.
Especially after a long day of doing math.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Maybe sometimes the math will make sense with too many freezer pops. Who really knows? The adult version, by the way.
Just saying.
Exactly. Today is also National Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day. I call this Almond Joy Day is essentially what I call it. You throw in a coconut with the chocolate and so good. So
yeah.
Good. It's also National Blueberry Day today. Obviously, this is prime season for blueberries. So delicious. You know, bake your blueberry cheesecake, have them on top of something. Blueberries are delicious. I love a good blueberry.
Yeah.
And then it's also National Ice Cream Sundae Day today. So if you love yourself a good ice cream sundae, and who doesn't, this is your day to enjoy all of the toppings, because let's face it, you need more than one topping on a good ice cream sundae. And we all know you can make them at home, you can go that route. Tin Roof Dairy, though, in downtown Baraboo, I mean,
there
they're gonna do it for a delicious. And then you could even take that one step further and pretend it's a sundae and call it a banana split and have even more. Just saying, I mean, these are suggestions that we can make in the world and essentially get everything in. I'm trying to help people out.
I mean,
exactly.
You're good.
Is you're eating it all by yourself? It's National Ice Cream Sundae Day. I mean, hello, you should probably get one as well. That's all you have to say to anybody who's going to try to judge you. There are ways around all this stuff in life, Finn.
Yes.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 80. Partly cloudy down to 62 tonight. Then partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 83. Gorgeous weather for your Sauk County Fair as things get rolling just a little bit more tomorrow. Right now, it is 70. It's time for your community calendar now, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's Sauk County Fair Week with great events happening all week long. From Wednesday all the way through Sunday is when all the rides, games, and vendors will be open. Check out SaukCountyFair.com to see what's happening every single day at the fair and the great grandstand events taking place, including the Randy Houser concert Saturday night at the grandstand. In addition to the events around the fair, on Friday night the 12th, there's going to be music in Mirror Lake State Park. The Concert in the Park series will continue with Cruisin' Around. Bring chairs or use the outdoor rock seating and enjoy an evening of music in the outdoor amphitheater. Again, this will be Friday, July 12th from 7 until 8:30 at Mirror Lake State Park. And Durward's Glen will be hosting the annual Bagpipes in the Glen event. Great music and also breakfast this year from Wittenbach's Command Center Food Truck with coffee and kids' activities. Part one of the event will be from 9 a.m. until noon, then the grounds will be closed down from noon until 3. Part two of Bagpipes in the Glen will be starting back up from 4 until 8 p.m. is when they'll get the music going once again with Celtic and Scottish music, a brat stand, some Scottish food, wine, and chocolates. Again, this will be at Durward's Glen Saturday, July 13th. For more details, visit durwardsglen.org. And while you're in town for the Sauk County Fair, be sure to swing by Saturday morning for the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be selling their items on Oak Street. This will be from 8 a.m. until 12:30. It's every Wednesday and Saturday, now through October. Visit Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook to find out the night before who will be in attendance that next farmers market.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats.